word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word. Welcome to Consider His Word. What a blessing it is to have you join us today. We hope that our program is a blessing to you as we open the Word of God. Today we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 55 in the Old Testament. And I encourage you to go and get your Bible and join us today as we open the Word of God and consider His Word. While you're doing that, I also want to encourage you to go and check out our website when you have time at www.considerhisword.org. That's www.considerhisword.org. At the broadcast, or pardon me, at the website, you'll find many of our programs from last year. You'll also find there our book that is there, where you can purchase our book, also called Consider His Word. And while you're there, I'd love to hear from you. So click on the link that says Contact Us and drop me a note where you're hearing our broadcast today. And I believe that God will speak to you as we open the Word and consider what God is saying us today. From Isaiah 55, I want to begin reading at verse number 8. We're going to be talking about the Bible today and how God speaks to us and how God speaks to you more specifically. So in Isaiah 55, beginning in verse 8, God is saying, God is speaking, and He says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down in the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." And we began last week talking about why it's important to consider what God said in His Word. And I want you to understand that by consider, I don't mean that you just think about the Word of God a little bit and then walk away from it, but you sit and think about it and meditate on it and how it applies to your life. For example, when God says, "I have loved thee with an everlasting love," in Isaiah 33:3, He's talking about loving you. Loving you personally, individually. That message is for you, that God loves you. God has a message for you and has something for you in the Word of God, and you'll see how some of those things unfold as we consider the Word of God today. The Bible, we say, is the rule of faith and practice. And God gave us His Word for a very particular purpose. He didn't give us His Word just to give us some interesting thoughts or some history or just some words of wisdom, although all of those things you can find in the Word of God. I think here He gives us the intention of His Word. You know, He says that these words are out of my mouth. In verse 11, He says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth." It's consistent with 2 Timothy 3:16. We'll be looking at that in a few minutes. So what was God's intention? Why did He give us the Word? You see, it is the Word of God. It's from His mouth. The Bible doesn't just contain the Word of God, it is the Word of God. It doesn't just convey the Word of God, it is the Word of God. It doesn't just communicate the Word of God, it is the Word of God. You get the point. And it's not like any other book. I'll tell you what, how many millions and millions of books have been written? I'm always amused that when I look at my book at one of the popular websites, it's like the 200th bestseller, 200,000th bestseller. There's a lot of books out there, but the Bible is unique among all of them. Even Solomon, remember the wisest man that ever lived, said of making many books, there is no end. And so what makes the Bible so special? It's not like any other book because it's inspired. And we'll talk about inspiration later. It's infallible. It's without error. It's indelible. It can't be destroyed. Psalm 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And Jesus, talking about his word, said that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The Bible is without contradiction. The Bible can't be changed. Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6 says, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." The word of God can't be changed. The word of God shouldn't be changed. In fact, the Bible comes with a warning not to change it. When you get to the end of the book, when you get to the end of the Bible, and you're in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, as God shows us how he's going to bring the culmination of the ages together, he had these words in the very last chapter and some of the last verses. He said, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." You can't change the word of God. You see, the Bible tells us exactly what God wants us to know. It tells us his purpose. It communicates to us his purpose. It communicates to us his plan for the ages. And he said here in Isaiah 55 that his word would accomplish that which I please. The word of God is going to accomplish God's purpose. And when we think about the scripture, we mentioned earlier that the Bible is inspired. 2 Timothy 3:16. Many of you are familiar with John 3:16, but you ought to also be familiar with 2 Timothy 3:16 that says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Just think about that first part. The Bible is profitable. It's good for you. It is good. It's good for teaching. That's doctrine, is teaching. We can learn about God, learn about our relationship with him, about Jesus and why he came, how he lived in this earth, and follow his life. He said the Bible is good for reproof. That means that the Bible will tell us when we are wrong, when we're sinning, and when we're doing wrong. It's good for correction. It'll tell us how to make it right. It's good for instruction in righteousness. The Bible will tell us how to live and how to live for God. He gave us his instruction book on how he wants us to live. And the Bible is complete. That scripture goes on to say that it is truly furnished for every good work. It means to be to fully equip. The Bible tells us everything God wants us to know. And listen, I believe there are things out there that we don't know and we may never know until we see the gates of heaven. God has given us the things he wants us to know. I think that some things are probably just too wonderful for us and things we cannot handle. And 1 Corinthians 2:9 The Bible says, as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. There's things out there we don't know and may never know until we get to heaven. But you see, for now, God has given us everything that we need to know. And then I want you to see this. The Bible has for us a very specific invitation. And that invitation is to come to Jesus, to come to faith in Christ, the Son of God. John, one of the writers of the Gospels, one of the disciples, John said, these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And that believing you might have life through his name. God gave us the word of God so we could know him, have a relationship with him, put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. You see, he gave us an invitation to come to Jesus. How many invitations do we see in the scripture to come? To find eternal life in him. 1 John 5:13. He said, these things have I written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe in the name of the Son of God. You realize you don't have to go through life wondering if you're saved or not. You don't have to go through life wondering if you're going to make it to heaven. You can know it. And how do you know it? By trusting in Christ. He said, I've written that you might believe on the name of the Son of God. The Bible even ends with an invitation. Again, in Revelation 22, the last book of the Bible, the scripture says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. The bride, that's the church. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. God didn't just give us his word to entertain us. He didn't give us his word just to educate us. He gave us his word so that we could know him, so that we could believe him, and that we could follow him and have that relationship with him by receiving Christ as our Savior, by asking him into our life and living for him, repenting of our sin, turning our life over to him. We're going to continue this study in the Bible, and I hope you'll join us again next week, when once again we open the scripture and consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at P.O. Box 848425. In Hollywood, Florida, 33084. Join us again next week when we once again open the Bible and consider his word.
Consider his word.